Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is your brother Mikhail Ahmed Smith here from Qalam. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, please donate to Qalam by visiting supportqalam.com. We love being able to share this content for free, and your donation ensures that we will always be able to do so. Each podcast we produce has thousands of listeners, so the support you give to this community in this effort brings immense reward. You never know who will benefit from your donation. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalan yuqarribuna ila hubbik ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Thank you so much for joining me right now. Alhamdulillah, I know you got other things you could be watching that may be equally as interesting, but thanks for joining me, alhamdulillah, for our weekly halaqa, where we go through Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi's Tariq al-Hijratain, the pathway to the two migrations. This is our 13th session, alhamdulillah. It's going really well, alhamdulillah. We're reading this book about our spiritual growth, spiritual development, and spiritual well-being. And it's just been an amazing journey reading this book, alhamdulillah. You know, every week I start with this dua. It's a dua that I learned from one of my teachers. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, we ask you for your love. We ask you, Allah, for your love. We want that love of you in our hearts. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And we ask you, Ya Allah, for the love of those people who love you. Wa hubba amalan yuqarribuna ila hubbik ya arhamar rahimin. And we ask you, Ya Allah, for the love of those actions which will gain your love. Tonight's halakha, brothers and sisters, we're going to be looking at a section. You can see it on your screen, on YouTube, or on Facebook, or on Instagram. We're going to be talking about muhabba. We're going to be talking about love and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I go through this, I think it really struck me really deep inside as I was reading this, because it really makes you reflect. It makes you reflect and think about your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it makes you think, like, have I worked to develop that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within my heart? Have I done that yet? Have I worked to really, really develop that in my heart, inshallah? So without any further ado, let's just jump straight into it, inshallah ta'ala. We're reading from, bismillah, let's see, where are we? We are reading from page 662 from the book Tariq al-Hijratain, bismillah, nabda, inshallah ta'ala. Faslun haddun akhar. Qala wa qila al-muhabba al-qiyam bayna yadayhi wa anta qa'im wa mufariqatu al-madja' wa anta raqid wa sukut wa anta natiq wa mufariqatu al-ma'luf wal-watan wa anta mustawtin. He says that they say that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it? Al-qiyam bayna yadayhi wa anta qa'id. Standing before Allah when you're sitting. Mufariqatu al-madja' wa anta raqi'. Leaving your bed when you're laying down. Sukut wa anta natiq. Silence when you're speaking. Wa mufariqatu al-ma'luf wal-watan, and to leave the things that you are so accustomed to, the things that you are so connected to leave the things you have, to leave your country, wa anta mustawtin, when you're comfortable, when you're set in one place. Fayuqalu wa hadha aydhun athar min athar al-muhabba. He says, and in reality, this is one of the signs. From all of the signs of love, this is one of the effects of love, that you can be sitting down and when the beloved wants you to stand, you stand. You could be laying down, but you'll leave the bed for the beloved. You could be talking, but you'll stay quiet for the beloved. And you can have all the comfortable things around you, but your love will force you to give up those things. He says, so this is one of the signs. What we just described is one of the signs of true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, wa mujab min mujibatihi. This is one of the necessary consequences of love. وَهُوَ الصَّحِيِّ. And this is true. فَإِنَّ الْمُحَبَّةِ. Because indeed love, تُوجِبُ سَفَرَ الْقَلْبِ نَحْوَ الْمَحْبُوبِ دَائِمًا. True love necessitates that the heart is constantly traveling towards the beloved, always. The heart is always moving towards the beloved. وَالْمُحِبْ فِي وَطِنِهِ. And while you're at one place, your heart is constantly moving towards the beloved. وَتُوجِبُ مَثُولَ وَقِيَامٍ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ مَحْبُوبِهِ وَهُوَ قَائِدٍ. It will force you to stand up before the one you love while you're sitting. And he goes on to explain all of those things that we just read. He says, وَفَرَاغَ لِمَحْبُوبِهِ بِكُلِّ وَهُوَ مَشْغُولٍ. You will free yourself for the one you love when you're busy externally. You could be busy, but when you're in love and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll give up those things for the sake of the one that you love. And he says, وَقَالَ بَعْضُ الْمُرِيدِينَ لِشَيْخِهِ. He says that one of the students, they said to their teacher, أَيَشْجُدُ الْقَلْبُ بَيْنَ يَدِ اللَّهِ. He said, does the heart do sajda before Allah? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. The teacher replied to the student and he said, yes, of course. سَجْدَةً لَا يَرْفَعُ رَأْسُهُ مِنْهَا إِلَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says the heart does one sajda and then it never lifts up its head from that sajda until the day of judgment. فَهَذَا سَجْدَةٌ مُتَّصِلٌ بِقِيَامِهِ وَقُعُودِهِ. This is the sajda that is connected to every one of the movements that you're going through. You're standing, you're sitting, you're going, you're coming, you're moving, you're sitting still, but you're still in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ يَكُونُ جَسَدُهُ فِي مَضْجَئِهِ. He's like, similarly, your body will be at its place of sajda. Your body will be at, your body will be laying down. وَقَلْبُهُ قَدَ خَطَأَ مَرَاحِلَ السَّافِ مُسَافِرًا إِلَى حَبِيبِهِ. But the heart is still traveling towards the beloved. فَإِذَا أَخَذَ مَضْجَعَهُ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ حُبُّهُ وَشَوْقُهُ. When you lay down in the bed, you're laying down in the bed at that point and you let go of everything. You're laying there about to go to sleep. He says at that point, the love comes to the heart. فَيَهُزُّهُ الْمَضْجَعَ إِلَى سَكَنِهِ. It's like that love is pushing you out of your bed. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the state of the Sahaba that they would be laying down, sleep. But when it came time for tahajjud, qiyamul layl, it's تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ. That love just pushes them out of the bed to be with the beloved. And, you know, this reminds me of a hadith that whenever I heard it, it just like hit me at the core, man. The one time the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's laying down in the bed with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And after some time, you know, he turns over to her and he whispers to her and he says, Ya Aisha, da'ani unaji rabbi. Oh Aisha, will you allow me to stand up and whisper, unaji? Will you allow me to stand up and whisper to my Lord? Right? That love is what we're talking about, constantly pushing the person from within. And so he says, wabil jumla, generally speaking, what are we saying? We're saying فَالْقَلْبُ الْمُحِبُ, the heart of the person in love with Allah, دَائِمًا فِي سَفَرٍ. It is constantly traveling towards Allah. It's constantly traveling. لَا يَنْقَضِي نَحْوَ مَحْبُوبِهِ. Always going towards the beloved. كُلَّمَا قَطَعَ مَرَاحِلَةً. Whenever it passes one waypoint on this journey of love, it sees the next spot and is going to that place now. What he's trying to say is like, this journey that the heart makes once it's in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this journey never ends. Because whenever it passes one point in the stage, in this journey of love, it sees another point ahead and that keeps it going forward, right? And this is a very powerful metaphor. Like this connection, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like this journey that the heart is on. And so he's reminding us and explaining to us that once you're in love with Allah, you're just going to be going down the road. And subhanAllah, I love this metaphor, because when you're driving, when you're going somewhere, there's so many things that can come on your way. There's so many things that can distract you. You know, there's so many things that can slow you down. Traffic, pothole, flat tire, whatever, you name it. There are so many things that can come in the way of you on a journey. And when you think of the heart and its love for Allah as a journey to Allah and the heart's constant journey, you realize that, hey, you know what? There'll be days when I'm going to get a flat tire and I'm going to have to change that flat tire to keep traveling. And there will be days where it'll be perfect driving. Everything's going to be smooth, right, in my journey towards Allah. So I think this metaphor that he's explaining to us is just a very beautiful metaphor that truly grasps and explains what it means to be in love with Allah and journeying, traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ مُسَافِرْ بَيْنَ أَهْلِ. He's like, yo, you're a traveler. When you're in love with Allah, you're a traveler even when you're with your people. You're with your people. You're at home, but your heart isn't there. It's with Allah. وَطَائِعٌ وَهُوَ فِي دَائِي. You're moving and you're at home. وَغَرِيب. You're alone. وَهُوَ بَيْنِ إِخْوَانِهِ وَعَشِيرَتِ. You're surrounded by your brothers and your sisters and your friends, but you're غَرِيب. He's like, your heart is alone because it wants to be with Allah. يَرَى كُلَّ أَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ. He sees everyone with him. Look what he says. It's very beautiful. Next page. He says, يَرَى كُلَّ أَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ. This person sees everyone with him. وَلَا يَرَى نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ أَحَدٍ. But he doesn't see himself as being with anyone. You're with me, right? Yeah, you're here with me. But I'm not here right now. My heart's on a journey to Allah. فَقُوَّةُ تَعَلُّقِ الْمُحِبِّ بِمَحْبُوبِهِ تُوجِبُ لَهُ أَلَّا يَسْتَقِرَّ قَلْبَهُ دُونَ وَسُولِ إِلَيْهِ. This is the line I want everyone to listen closely to. He says, فَقُوَّةُ تَعَلُّقِ الْمُحِبِّ. The strength of the connection of the lover with their beloved. تُوجِبُ, it necessitates, it makes a person, أَلَّا يَسْتَقِرَّ قَلْبُهُ, it makes your heart never complacent until you get the one that you love. Never complacent. I'm not happy until I get it. I'm not happy. And you see that, man, subhanAllah. Somebody falls in love and they're like, yo, man, what's up? What can we do for you? There's nothing you could do for me, man. You got to bring my beloved back, I'll be good. Anything we could do for you? No, there's nothing we could do. Layla and Majnun, what was the case? Exact same thing. وَكُلَّمَا حَدَتْ حَرَكَتُهُ وَقَلَّتْ شَوَاغِلُهُ. Whenever he stops moving around, or she stops moving around, whenever your preoccupation diminishes, now you're just chilling. اجتمت عليه شؤون قلبه. All the states of the heart then rise back up. And what do they do? وَقَوِيَ سَيْرُهُ إِلَى مَحْبُوبِهِ. It makes your journey to your beloved even stronger. So what is he saying right now? Again, he's saying the heart, when it's in love with Allah, it's constantly, constantly, constantly seeking to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wants nothing more than that. And nothing will bring it peace. Nothing will give it comfort. Nothing will make it tranquil except being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look what he says next. It's so beautiful. Because yeah, yo, Sheikh, yo, you're talking about loving Allah. Yo, our hearts are traveling. But yo, where do I see that love? How do I get that love? Where does that come from? Look what he says next. He says, and you can see on the screen, he says, وَمَحَكَّ هَذِهِ الْحَالِ يُظْهَرُ فِي مَوَاتِنِ الْأَرْبَعَ. He's like, there's four places. He says, there's four scenarios, you could say. There's four scenarios where you will see, you will be able to test. Mahak is like, you know how you take one stone and you scratch at another stone to tell how strong the other stone is, right? That's mahak, right? That's to test something. So he's like, the thing that will test your state is there's four scenarios you'll find yourself in, all of us. And those four scenarios will be indicative of your state of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those four scenarios will be indicative of your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what he says. Ahaduha, the first one. Listen closely. عند أخذ مضجعه وتفرغ حواسه وجوارحه من الشواغل. He's like, the first place that you will be able to test your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be able to see the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's there or if it's not, he says, عِنْدَ أَخْذِ الْمَذْجَعِ, when you lay down to go to sleep. When you lay in the bed, day is over. Day is over. Unfortunately, many of us, we're just scrolling until we fall asleep. And that's an unfortunate state. I mean, that's a really sad state to be in, to be real talk, yo. If your day just ends with you scrolling on Instagram, on Snapchat or TikTok or whatever, like, where are we, right? Like, what are you looking for? What are we looking for in social media that the last thing that we're doing before we go to sleep is we're still scrolling? The crazy thing, you know, like, yo, check it. The crazy thing, so when I was a kid, right, we had video games, right? And I don't know if y'all remember Mario Brothers and stuff like that. Y'all remember Mario Brothers? Instagram? Y'all remember Mario Brothers? Streets of Rage. All right, I'm showing my age right now. I'm a chill. Okay, anyways. Back in my day, right? Back in my day, when we had video games, there were levels. There were levels. And you could beat the game. You could beat the game. And so you could play the game, but eventually you're going to win the game. You'll beat the game. It'll be over. You'll beat the final boss. You feel me? But now they realize, yo, uh-uh. If you beat the game, you don't play no more. So now all of the games that are out there, like Fortnite, all these games that people are hooked on, there's no end to them. There's no, it just on, it goes forever. And if you look at your social media feed, it never ends. Of course, we all know you got, you know, the programs throwing different stuff at us, advertisements, all that, you know, whatever. We understand how the programming is. What I'm trying to say is it never ends. You could scroll literally for the rest of your life and it'll never end. It'll keep throwing you something next to see. So again, what he says here, The first place where you can gauge love of Allah. Look what he says. Ahaduha inda akhdhi al-madja'i. The moment you lay down to go to sleep. Wa tafarraga hawas. And your senses are free. Your eyes, your ears, your mind, it's free. Wa jawarihi. And your limbs are not moving anymore. وَاجْتَمَعَ قَلْبُهُ عَلَى مَا يُحِبْ. Your heart will then focus on that which you love. Your heart will then focus on that which you love. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَنَامُ إِلَّا عَلَى ذِكْرِ مَا يُحِبُّ. You never fall asleep unless you remember the things that you truly love. وَشُغْلَ قَلْبُهُ بِهِ. And your heart is focused on the things that you love. So he's like, yo, you want to find out what you really love? As you go to sleep, you lay down, you're in the bed, you're about to go to sleep in the next 2-3 minutes. What is your heart focused on that moment? That right there is the first mahak. That is the first thing that you use to test what your love is. And what it should be is Ya Muqallibul Qulub. It should be Ya Allah. It should be Ya Allah, I'm going back home soon. Ya Allah, this might be the night I go to sleep and never wake up. And then I get to see you, Ya Allah. I've been worshiping you all these years and haven't seen you. I want to go home. I'm tired of this dunya. I'm tired of this dunya. I want to go home. That's the thoughts when we're laying down. Not scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and... Astaghfirullah. How long are we going to scroll for, yo? Number two. Look what he says. Number two. وَمَوْتِنِ الثَّانِي. The second scenario where you can determine and see what you truly love. Y'all ready? Look what he says. عند انتباهه من النوم فأول شيء يسبق إلى قلبه ذكر محبوبه. He says, when you wake up from sleep, Unfortunately, I'm going to say it again. Unfortunately, many of us, the moment we wake up, we reach over and open up social media. Tell me if it's not facts. Instagram right now, tell me if it's not facts. Facts. Roll over, wake up. We haven't even prayed Fajr yet, and we already opened up social media. Addiction, for many of us, it's addiction, straight up. There's no other way to classify it than addiction. So he says, in the intibahihi, stocks. Yo, straight up. I just got the joke. He's like, stocks. I feel you, bro. Yo, it's sad, man. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi's laying the haq on us right now. He's like, yo, the first thing is when you go to sleep, what is it that you focus on? And the next thing is when you wake up from sleep, that when you wake up in the morning, the first moment you wake up, at that moment, what is it that you focus on? He says, look what he says. But awwalu shay'in, the first thing that will come to your heart is the thing you love the most. That's what's going to come to your heart first thing. So for some of us, it's checking likes. Let me see. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ وَرُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ رُوحُ. When you wake up and your soul comes back to your body, رُدَّ مَاهَا إِلَيْهِ ذِكْرُ مَحْبُوبُ. At that point, with your soul comes the remembrance of the thing you love the most. كَانَ قَدْ غَابَ عَنْهُ فِي النَّوْمِ. It was gone while you were asleep. You know, while you're asleep, you know, y'all know, alhamdulillah, I converted, right? So I just, when I read this, it reminded me, this is old school, right? This is way back, all right, guys? So like, I remember Christmas, right? Christmas Eve, you know, as a kid, you would go to sleep. And on Christmas Eve, you couldn't go to sleep because you were so hyped up about the next morning opening presents and stuff, right? And so you, the only thing you could focus on is that. So you can't even go to sleep. And then the moment you wake up, it's like it just comes right back to you what you were last thinking about, what you were last focusing on. I only share that to give an example of what he's saying. He's like, when you wake up, the first thing that comes to your heart was the last thing that you were focused on, and whatever that true love is. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ قَدْ خَالَتَ رُوحُ وَقَلْبُهُ فَلَمَّا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ الرُّوحُ. When the soul comes back, أَسْرَعَ مِنَ الطَّرَفِ رُدَّ إِلَيْهِ ذِكْرُ مَحْبُوبِهِ مُتَّسِلًا بِهِ. As the soul comes back and it goes into your limbs, with it comes the remembrance of the thing that you were in love with. فَوَرَدَ عَلَيْهِ قَبْلَ كُلَّ وَارِدٍ. It comes first. وَهَجِمَ عَلَيْهِ. It just attacks you. What? The love attacks you. قَبْلَ كُلَّ طَارِكٍ. Before anything else. فَإِذَا وَرَدَتْ عَلَيْهِ شَوَاغِلْ وَقَوَاتِ وَرَدَتْ عَلَى مَحَلِّ مُمْتَلِئٍ بِمُحَبَّةٍ مَا يَحِبُّهُ. He's like, and then when all of the busyness of the day comes, it will only come to what is already filled in your heart, the love that you have in your heart. And so now he's just explaining, because obviously he's talking about love of Allah. So what he's trying to say is like, if you wake up and your first thing is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shows what was in your heart. And now as the day goes forward, right? But as the day goes forward, you're doing your stuff throughout the day, but your heart is already filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the thing that keeps you grounded. It's beautiful. Let's go to the next one. Yeah, let's go to the next one. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. There we go, right there. Let's do number 3, inshallah. He says, where's the third scenario? What is the third circumstance where you will really see what you truly love? What is the third circumstance where you will truly see what you really love? He says, and this is heavy, yo. When I read this, it's like a jab, yo, straight to the face, man. عِنْدَ دُخُولِهِ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When you start to enter into your prayer, the moment you enter into the prayer, that is where you'll see what you truly love. He says, فَإِنَّهَا مَحَقُّ الْأَحْوَالِ وَمِيزَانُ الْإِيمَانِ. He says, prayer is the thing that tests your state and weighs your faith. بِهَا يُوزِنُ إِيمَانُ الرَّجُلِ. The prayer is the thing that weighs the faith of a person. Yo, feel this. Prayer is the thing that tests and weighs the faith of a person. وَيَتَحَقَّقُ حَالُهُ وَمَقَامُهُ وَمِقْدَارُ قُرْبِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَنَصِيبُهُ مِنْ. It's in the prayer that you realize your state with Allah, your position before Allah, and how close you are to Allah, and how much you have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within your heart. Why? فَإِنَّهَا مَحَلُّ الْمَنَاجَةِ. Because prayer is the place of that close he used the word munajat. Yo, munajat is the way you talk to someone quiet who you're in love with. It's secret conversations. It's those whispers. Yo, I love you. I miss you. It's like that. That's munajat. So he says, salah is the place where you have those close conversations with Allah. فَإِنَّهَا مَحَلُّ الْمَنَاجَاتِ. And so what he's going to say, وَلَا وَاسِطَ فِيهَا بَيْنَ. There's nothing between you and Allah at that point. فَلَا شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِأَيْنِ. He's like, listen to this, yo. Listen. He says, there is nothing that will give you, for the person in love, there is nothing that will give you more peace of mind, more tranquility, more pleasure for your heart. وَلَا عَنْ عَمَلِ عَيْشِهِ. Nothing that will make you feel better. If you are a lover, there's nothing than talking to the beloved. Straight up, man. Y'all know, keep it real. You fall in love with somebody, it's like, yo, I just need to talk for a moment. Just got to say salam, that's it. And then we'll hang up. Like, you just need that. And that's what he's saying. The prayer is where that happens. With the true lover of Allah, that's the place where it happens. فَإِنَّهُ لَا شَيْءَ آثَرَ عِنْدَ الْمُحِبِّ. وَلَا أَطْيَبْ. He's like, for the one in love, there's nothing you want more. وَلَا أَطْيَبْ مِنْ خَلْوَتِهِ بِمَحْبُوبِ. Look what he says, yo. He says, there is nothing more enjoyable than to be alone with the one that you love. Allahu Akbar. مِنْ خَلْوَتِهِ. خَلْوَة. Alone. Turn your phone off. You know what I'm saying, yo? Real talk. Real talk. When you're with someone you love, you turn the phone off, yo. No distractions. Focus, yo. The phone, you turn it off. It's off. Go straight to a voicemail. Why? Because there is nothing more enjoyable than to be with the one that you love. And that's where salah, that's where the prayer, that's what the prayer is. It's beautiful. He says, wa mathula. بين يدي, standing in front of the one you love. وقد أقبل بقلبه على محبوبه. All your focus, all your attention on the one that you love. Yo, straight up. Muhammad, I feel you, bro. وقد أقبل محبوب عليه. وكان قبل ذلك معذب. He's like, before you started praying, كان قبل ذلك معذبا. You were in punishment. You were suffering. You were in suffering. You were like, oh man, I can't wait. I can't wait. بمقاصات. Yo, I feel the same way, y'all. وأغيار مواصلة. ومواصلة الخلق والاشتغال. Before the prayer, you were in punishment. Why? Man, I'm talking to this person. I'm talking to that person. Somebody stop me. You know, you ever been, subhanAllah, yo, you ever been like, you trying to get home? I know some of y'all might not be married, whatever, but you're trying to get home to wifey and everybody's stopping you at work. The boss is like, oh, can we meet before you go home? You like, man. Then your coworker's like, hey, yo, Mikael, can we talk about something? You're like, man, I'm trying to get home. You get in the car, then there's traffic, then this thing. All of these things were punishing you because they were keeping you away from the one that you loved. And that's what he's explaining right here. He's like, it's Maghrib, should I go pray? Yo, I'm about to wrap it up, Samir. I'm about to wrap it up. I'm about to wrap it up for you, yo. I'm about to wrap it up. فَإِذَا قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When it's time to pray, this is what the book's saying. فَإِذَا قَامَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ هَرَبَ مِنْ سِوَى اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ. He's like, you run from everything except from Allah, except you run from everything else towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَطْأَمَ بِذِكْرِهِ. This will be recorded, bro, so you can come back and listen to it. وَقَرَّتْ عَيْنُهُ. And your heart finds peace because you can stand and speak to the one that you love. Now look what he says next. He's like, كَأَنَّهُ فِي سِجْن. Yo, he says, فَلَا شَيْءَ حَمَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. كَأَنَّهُ فِي سِجْنٍ وَضِيقٍ. It's like you're in prison, in chains, until you get into the prayer. Their heart opens up. Ah, finally. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, this is so beautiful, guys. The Prophet ﷺ, one day he said to Bilal radiallahu an, Ya Bilal, arihna bis salah. Ya Bilal, arihna bis salah. So let me tell the background. It was nighttime. They had been traveling all night. And it was time to pray Isha Salah. Everybody's tired, right? And at that moment, you know, they haven't prayed. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he yells, Ya Bilal. Bilal's the Mu'adhin, radiallahu an. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he yells, Ya Bilal, arihna. The word arihna means to give us peace, give us tranquility, give us raha. Arihna bis-salah. Give us tranquility through the prayer, Ya Bilal. And look what he says. He says, وَلَمْ يَقُلْ أَرِحْنَا مِنْهَا. He didn't, the Prophet didn't say, give us peace from the prayer. And he says, this is what people today would say. Oh man, I didn't pray Isha yet. Dang. The Prophet ﷺ was on the other side. He said, أَرِحْنَا بِالصَّلَىٰ. Oh Bilal, give us tranquility through the prayer. Give us peace, give us rest through the prayer. I know everybody's hearing this, man, and they're like, yo, I'm so far from this state. But you know, the first thing to fixing a state is to realize where you truly are. Right? The first thing, brothers and sisters, to bettering your state is to truly assess the state. And unfortunately for many of us, when we stand up to pray, it's as if we're in water drowning. It's as if we're in water drowning. And the Sahaba or the Tabi'een, they used to say something similar, which is the munafiq in the masjid is like the fish out of water. You know what I mean? Like the fish out of water. We pray as if like I'm holding my breath, man. No, the prayer is where you get your breath, man. But you know what? Sometimes it takes running through the whole dunya to realize that my true, true peace is in one sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people gotta experience life and then they realize, you know what? The only true peace can be found with the remembrance of Allah. And that's what he's talking about right now. All right. Let's do one more, right? And we're gonna end. We're gonna go one more and then we're gonna end. So he says right here, okay, for those who joined late, you're gonna have to listen to it because it was really heavy today. Really heavy today. He's mentioning four places where you can see what you truly love. And we're on the fourth one. We're going to end with this one. He said, the fourth scenario where you will see what you truly love and it will come out of your heart is عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَأَحْوَالِ. عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ. When calamities hit, yo. When hardships hit. Let me tell y'all a quick story. For those of y'all who listen to my old podcast, you probably heard this story 1,000 times, but I'm going to share it one more time because it's heavy. Real quick. When, it was like 5 years ago, we were coming back from a halaqa, right? And in the passenger seat was a good friend of mine, Muhammad, from D.C., we were driving. It was nighttime. It was like 11 o'clock at night after a halaqa. And my son, Qasim, he was only like 2 weeks old. Okay. It was my three kids, including him, right? And my wife. We were in the car, right? And so we're driving home, right? And we get to a red light. And at the red light, we're sitting there. And all of a sudden, I start to hear like screeching tires, right? And of course, you know what's happening. Your body tenses up, right? And immediately, like this car, I think the car was going like 50, maybe more, right? Bam, smacks into the back of the car, right? And it's just literally three little toddlers, an infant, one infant, two toddlers, my friend and my wife, right? And immediately, like as soon as the car hit, it hit so fast. We're at an intersection, it hit so fast. Now, the friend next to me, I kid you not, brothers and sisters, the moment it happened, all I remember is him yelling at the top of his lungs, "Allah." That's all he said. The moment it happened, he was like, "Allah." And, you know, when it was all over, everybody was okay, alhamdulillah. So y'all know everybody was okay. But it was really serious. But when it was all over, and that's my boy till today. When it was all over, I was like, "Yo, you real, bro. You can't fake love at moments like that. You can't fake what you turn to in moments like that. The only thing that comes out is what's truly inside in moments like that." And that's what he's saying right now. When hardships hit, when pain comes, when difficulty comes, that's when you'll see what you truly love inside your heart. فَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْتِنْ لَا يَذْكُرُ إِلَّا أَحَبَّ الشَّيْءِ إِلَيْهِ. He's like, the heart at this point will only remember the thing that it loves the most. It only runs, it only flees to the thing that it has the most love for. He shares a poem. When I was a student studying, we learned this poem from Diawan Hamasir. It's a jahili from the days of ignorance of the Arabs, their poetry. ذَكَرْتُكِ وَالْخَطِّ يَخْتِرُ بَيْنَنَا قَدْ نَهِلَتْ مِنَّا مُشَقَّفَةُ السُّمْرَةِ. This poem basically says, you know, the Arabs before Islam, they had all this poetry, and the poetry was about women and about alcohol and about horses. It was just jahili stuff, right? Like today's music, right? So this poem says, ذَكَرْتُكِ, I remembered you. The kartuki, you, a female. The kartuki, wal khattiyu, when the spears were flying left and right. Wa qad nahilat minna, and one of the arrows had drank from us red blood. What he's trying to say is like, when things got, he's trying to say like, I'm in the battlefield. I'm in the battlefield. And I remembered you. Right when the arrow hit me, I remembered you. Like, he's dropping lines, obviously, mashallah, but it's a beautiful poem. ذَكَرْتُكِ وَالْخَطِّيُّ يَخْتِرُ بَيْنَنَا وَقَدْ نَهِلَتْ مِنَّا مُشَقَّفَةُ السُّمْرُ. It's beautiful, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, inshallah ta'ala. You know, he shares something here. He gives a few more examples of this, but you know, it's too long. We should take a break, inshallah. Exactly. We should take a break. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his love, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his love, inshallah ta'ala. We have to spend more time alone with Allah, right? You got to spend more time looking at the creation of Allah, man. You got to put down social media. You know what I mean? You got to give it its time. Don't let it control you. You control it. And spend time talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned prayer, man. He said, prayer is a place you'll realize what you truly love. Prayer is a place where you'll see. Do you flee from prayer? Are you rushing through prayer? Are you rushing to get to prayer? Rushing through prayer, rushing to prayer. Two different things. May Allah make us of those who rush to prayer, not rush through prayer. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone. Inshallah. And that's it. May Allah accept, inshallah. All right. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa hu. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Feelings mutual, Sabeel. Allah accept. Allah accept. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. All of these recordings are going to be on the podcast, I believe. And they're also on the Instagram page as well. They're also on Facebook and YouTube, inshallah. All right. Assalamu alaikum. See you guys next week.